Ute fans, good afternoon to you and welcome to Pasadena, California and the Rose Bowl in the shadow of the San Gabriel Mountains. It's Pac-12 football today right here on the Utah Sports Radio Network as the Utes at 6-1 take on the 3-4 UCLA Bruins on a sun-drenched late October Saturday here in Southern California. A perfect setting for football today. Can Utah walk out of here with a win and improve to 7-1 and keep control of their destiny in the Pac-12 South? Frank, that's the question. And more importantly, can they get back to where they were a couple of weeks ago before the injury bug took over? J.J. Molson has it teed up at his own 35. Land Clark gives the signal. We're ready to go here at the Rose Bowl this afternoon. It's Utah and UCLA. Molson puts the right foot into it, high and end over end. Very returnable for Butler Byrd from the 2-yard line. Corey out across the 10 to the 15. He's got the 20. 25, open field, 30. 35, 40. 45, 40. 35, 30. Not going to get him. There he goes. Touchdown. 98 yards for Corey Butler Byrd. And it's a Utah touchdown on the opening kick. First and 10, Utah from their own 41-yard line. Opening offensive possession for Troy Williams. Joe Williams dots the pistol behind him. Troy turns. Play action pass. Roll to the outside. He's going to throw it long, and he's got C.O.C. Wilson out there. Caught 20, and down to the Bruins' 17-yard line. C.O.C. Wilson, 46 yards, and into the University Credit Union red zone. First and goal from the 3-yard line. Williams behind Williams. Moyai in motion across the formation. Troy takes the snap, gives it to Joe. He picks his way forward to the goal line and into the end zone. Touchdown. A 3-yard touchdown run for Joe Williams. And Utah's up 13-0, 4 minutes into the ballgame. Ola run for me in the backfield. Faithful to pass. Blitz coming up the middle. They dump it off to Ola run for me. He's at the 5, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown. Jordan Fogle missed the tackle on the blitz, and UCLA answers with a touchdown. It's 14-7. Got to watch the back out of the backfield. Ola run for me in. He had an 11-yard touchdown on the last play. Second down and 10. Faithful to pass again. Pumps once. Throws to the end zone. Caught touchdown. Chase Hansen is being abused right now. That was actually Cody Barton. Barton and Hansen split that time. ESA, the tight end, catches a 13-yard touchdown, and the Bruins are a PAT away from tying this thing up. Four wide look at an empty backfield on second down at 14. Utah going backwards on offense right now. Williams to pass. Pressure coming. Hit from the blind side and down again. UCLA's got the football. Does McKinley have it?
They haven't made it. They haven't made a mark yet, but the officials are talking about it.
Williams was hit by the blind side as Tevi was beaten by McKinley. They're trying to decide who's got the football here.
Early on the field as the runner is down. Third down.
Third down coming. Williams.
No, it's out.
No, that's
UCLA's
out.
UCLA's ball.
They're going to review this, and UCLA's going to get it. Terrace, yeah. McKinley ripped that out of the arms of Troy Williams.
That's
going to be UCLA football.
That's just bad
the
at the line of scrimmage.
The runner is down is under review.
That was just bad at the line of scrimmage.
We've seen the replay, and this ball is going to go to UCLA.
And that was...
Takaris McKinley came off the edge. He just beat Sam Tevi quickly.
Well, Tevi was actually the right tackle, was blocking down inside. The guard was supposed to... Uatafe was supposed to come out and take the defensive end. Well, he missed. His steps were off. He missed. And McKinley just got to the quarterback in an instant. And that's a play that... People might say Troy Williams held on to the ball too long. Well, he just didn't have time to get rid of it. He has to get more help up front. And this is, you know, one of the things we worried about is this defensive pressure by UCLA, a defense that's been pretty darn good this year.
Yeah, the crowd's seeing the replay that we've seen already, and this is going to be overturned. UCLA is going to have the ball at about the Utah 15-yard line. Bo, what do you got?
He's one of those guys, a huge playmaker on their defensive, maybe the best defensive lineman UCLA has. And coming into this game, he had 9 tackle for losses, and now he has 11 because he just made 2. But this is a guy who ran a 10-5 100 meter, and of course that was 30 pounds lighter in high school, but very quick. Maybe an answer for him is keep a back, one of our backs in the backfield to help with that, and maybe chip block.
Troy never saw him or felt him coming from the blind side and lost the football as it was ripped away. Takaris McKinley had 6 tackles in Salt Lake City against Utah a year ago, and he's come up with 2 big plays on this drive. And now Utah's defense, which has been not great so far today, is going to be asked to make a play here, Frank.
Yeah.
And by the way, who saw this coming? A shootout game. We're still in the first quarter with 4:47 to play.
Well, they may settle in here, but Utah just kind of let that 14-point lead kind of meaningless now as you look at it with UCLA scoring on their last two drives, very effective offensive drives, without using the rushing attack, and now they're going to be lined up in scoring position.
After review, the ruling is the defender recovered the ball before the runner was down. Therefore, it is first down, UCLA. Clock operator, please reset to 5:20, 5:20.
5 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and UCLA poised to take the lead if they can convert here. From the Utah 14-yard line, third down and two from the Utah 6, 14-14 with 4:46 to play in the first quarter. Faithful gives it to Olorunfemi. He's got the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2, the 1, and he's in. Touchdown.
Well, there you go. The ineffective running game just picked up 4 yards on a grind me out, push everybody into the end zone kind of a run.
I'll tell you what, the body language on that Utah sidelines has changed a great deal in the last 6 minutes. The turnover leads straight to a touchdown. 3 wide receivers and a couple of tight ends here for the Utes. Play action for Williams. He'll step up away from it. Still step up and scramble. He's got the 45-50, 45-40. Troy down the field, 35, and down to the UCLA 31-yard line. What a run and great decision-making on a 24-yard scramble by Troy Williams. 44-yard field goal attempt just inside the right hash for Andy Phillips. A little breeze at Andy's back here. Good kicking conditions today on the Rose Bowl turf. Wisnowski will hold. Snap is good. The kick is away. It's high. It's end over end. And it is no good. He missed it wide right. Minute 42 to play here in the first quarter. And Andy Phillips misses his third field goal of the year. And Utah comes up empty on the drive. Second and 10. Faithful to pass again. Pressure coming. Throwing over the middle and intercepted. Intercepted by Jordan Fogle at the 50-yard line. A terrible pass by Faithful and a good break on the ball by Fogle. And Utah's got it first and 10. First and 10 from the UCLA 39 now. Hand off Joe Williams. Edge 35-30. Joe's on his feet 25. Shake and bake inside the 20 and down to the 14-yard line. They'll mark him at the 13-yard line. A first mile first down. 26 yards for Joe Williams.